This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one question on the minds of senators who are meeting with the U.S. commander in Iraq. They want to know how soon General David Petraeus might be willing to bring more troops home. Petraeus is already sending back some forces. He says he wants a pause in withdrawals this summer to allow time to consider his next moves, which today led Democratic Senator Carl Levin to ask the general just how soon he'd know when he could do without more forces.
Could that be a month? Could that be 2 months?
Sure, it could be less than that.
Could it be more than that?
It could be more than that. It's when the conditions are met that we can make a recommendation for further reductions.
Could it be 3 months?
Sir, again, at the end of the period of consolidation and evaluation, it could be right then, or it could be longer. Again, it is when...
You hear a protester shouting, bring them home. The protester was removed. The hearing continued. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has been watching all these events and joins us now. And Tom, just if we could walk through the timetable. There's troops being withdrawn right now from Iraq, right?
That's right, Steve. We expect to have 140,000 U.S. troops in Iraq by July.
Which is down from what it was.
Exactly.
And then the next plan is to do what?
And then Petraeus says we'll have a 45-day pause. And then after that pause, then they'll have an additional time for assessment, which led Senator Levin to ask, how long could that be? And Petraeus said, well, we can make a decision on further troop reductions shortly after that 45-day pause, or it could be weeks, if not months later.
Why is that question of scheduling so important to the senators?
Well, senators, particularly the Democrats, want to see more U.S. troops come home. And then Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who are running for the Democratic presidential nomination, have been pushing that hard. Bring more troops home faster. They're saying that the Iraqis have to, you know, pick up the slack for this. And the Iraqi government has to move forward on reconciliation, that it's not a military solution here. It's a political solution.
Well, if I look at this timetable here, you've got 140,000 American troops in July, then this 45-day pause, and then a pause after the pause. So we're like August, September, we're getting maybe into October. Could General Petraeus essentially use this process, and that sounds unfair to him, it's the way that people suspicious of him would say, but could he essentially use this process to keep that number of troops in Iraq for the rest of the year if he judges that's what's necessary?
Absolutely. We could see 140,000 troops in Iraq by the time the next president comes into office.
Well, what is General Petraeus's assessment of how well the situation is going in Iraq right now?
Well, he said violence is down. There are fewer civilian deaths, for example. There's some political progress being made, that the Iraqi security forces are getting better, but U.S. forces are needed there to keep security gains, you know, hold the security gains, and basically it's the glue that holds us all together.
Now, if he's saying, I don't know yet that I can go below 140,000 troops, he's making a sort of bottom-line statement that there's still a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely. Both he and Crocker said there's a lot more work to do. There is success, but the success is fragile and, they say, reversible.
And what are they saying about the violence of the last couple of weeks, battles between the Iraqi government and Shiite militias around the country?
Well, on the one hand, they say it's a good thing that the Iraqi government went down to Basra and led this operation. On the other hand, there are concerns that they did it too quickly. They weren't ready for this attack down in Basra. They moved too fast. And that 1,000 members of the Iraqi police force down there went to the other side, went to the side of the insurgents. So there's real concern about that, too.
And you also have to be reminded that everything that happens here is political. You have an offensive that was very quickly decided upon, and it happened to bring Iraq right back into the American news cycle right before Petraeus came back to testify.
Absolutely. And as Crocker said, the Ambassador Ryan Crocker, he said the real wild card in this is radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who runs the Mehdi army. What is he going to do? Will he lift his ceasefire? Will he work with the government or outside the government? That's a real concern that a lot of people have.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Bowman is covering today's testimony of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker. They're the U.S. leaders in Iraq. They're back in Washington talking to senators today.